Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. This is the broadcast for May 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2023. The goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. To do so on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. To reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Really, there's so many issues, so little time. The border, we talked about it on the Sheriff Mac show on TV, simulcast with Liberty Roundtable Live first hour. And we had on Zapata County, Texas sheriff. He's a border sheriff, Raimundo Del Bosque, Zapata County, Texas. And we talked about a couple of things. Will screenwriters shut down Hollywood? We'll get to that with our guest coming up in a minute, because that's an important question as well. We talked about, is Tucker on Fox News? We'll get to that as well. Kind of just weird stuff everywhere, right? We talked about Megyn Kelly says Tucker's not actually fired. We're going to talk about that, too, with our guest. But this issue about the border is critical, right? Did the Ukrainian president get Murdoch to fire Tucker? That's an interesting question. Yeah. Has the Zelensky government, the Ukrainians, created a blacklist on Americans who need to be shut up? Yeah, we talked about this interesting tidbit in relation to these foreign governments, whether they be the Ukraine, Mexico, whoever. The Mexican state, believe it or not, and the military. So let me get this clear in your mind. The Mexican state, so the state of Mexico, the whole country, and the military, under President Obrador's leadership, they say they will defend Mexico's criminal cartels against the Americans. You think we've got a civil war in America? We may have one on the brink. We may have one, no doubt, being fought in the hearts and minds of Americans preceding an all-out war. I pray it's not true, but I predict it is. But now you've literally got the government of Mexico in open hostility saying we'll even defend the drug cartels with our military and our government resources against the Americans or against the United States. What is going on around here? Answer is America's under siege at every turn. Now, critics say that Governor Abbott's not doing enough to deal with the border crisis. I'm one of them. Yeah. Kinney County, Texas, attorney, guy by the name of Brent Smith, he was the first to issue a, quote, county disaster declaration over the border crisis. He said the governor plan was a good start, but not even close to enough. It doesn't go far enough at all. I think he's right as rain. Now, believe it or not, they say that Abbott's policies do not include deportation, and that only slows down the revolving door, which ultimately leads to the Border Patrol literally releasing illegal aliens into our community, Smith said. That's not acceptable. Kinney County will not do that. We will not release these people to those who will let them go. We will deport them ourselves, he wisely says. Now, Del Bosque, the sheriff, feels like the Governor Abbott's doing the best he can. We also talked about the John Ferguson Saxon drone solution. Remember how we flew that drone against the media and followed the media around with our drone? They got a little taste of their own medicine. Nevertheless, I bring that up because those same drones are the real solution to the border crisis. The problem is in America, we're so divided, nobody can even agree on those solutions. How do you get that incredible solution to Donald Trump, huh? Well, nobody can get a hold of Donald except for the folks at CNN. We'll talk about that, too. Wow. Anyway, the simulcast of that incredible hour yesterday, if you go to brighteon.com, you can check out the archived video. If you go to lovingliberty.net, you can check out the radio version. Second hour. Believe it or not, I had Ammon Bundy as my guest. Who would you call right now if you needed help protecting your rights? Uniting neighbors to defend their families, faith, and freedom. You want to learn more? Go to peoplesrights.org and sign up. I'm a proud member of People's Rights, Ammon Bundy's group. What have they been doing, you may ask? Well, I'm going to tell you. Being a free people requires certain duties and responsibilities that can only be ignored at our own peril, peoplesrights.org says. And we talked about the fact that civil and criminal trespass law being used against patriots by rogue, thug, government agents at all levels of government, folks. So they said Ammon was guilty of trespass. That turned in, and now they're attacking him over his free speech rights. Yeah, he said the hospitals are thugs and they're creating a scandal. They didn't like that. But Ammon Bundy is protecting the Diego Rodriguez family. Freedomman.org, if you want to get caught up on that incredible story. Freedomman.org. Anyway, we discuss our opinions regarding the abusive continued efforts of the government-subsidized child trafficking rings in Idaho and around the country, which includes the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare, CPS, evil social workers, corrupt police agencies, and officers, specifically the Meridian Police Department, and the abominable and incompetent St. Luke's Hospital, and the general tyranny of Idaho's political class. Now, we express our opinion on that, folks, because there are facts about Ammon's, quote, contempt of court charge that not a single news organization is willing to share with you, but Liberty Roundtable is. The bottom line is they literally buried Ammon in paperwork, so he quit responding. Then they said he was in contempt of court. But the problem is then the judge said, go arrest Ammon. The sheriff in a bind, not knowing what to do. The CSPOA trying to work with the sheriff to say, back off, sheriff. Look, you have no right literally going to someone's house and trying to arrest them on a civil offense. Ammon Bundy says, I'll talk to the judge. I'll work this out, but you can't bury me in paperwork, and then I can't respond because I don't have the ability, and then you say that I'm in contempt? I'm not in contempt. If you want to charge me with trespass, go ahead. If you want to charge me with whatever free speech rights you're claiming that I'm violating, they're claiming that, you know what, libel, slander, defamation? Well, prove the defamation. Ammon's innocent until proven guilty, not the other way around. Where's the due process for Ammon Bundy? Sheriff? Hospital? Judge? So you thugs have gone rogue and Ammon's pushing back. Anyway, Baby Cyrus, that was what started this whole thing, is they defended Baby Cyrus. Thank heavens to the People's Rights Organization. Hundreds of people showed up around the hospital and eventually the hospital caved and gave the baby back. But they were trying to launder the baby into the hands of a foster family. What on earth is that all about? They got caught doing it. There's photos. The foster family decided not to take the baby after the outcry from People's Rights, Ammon Bundy's group, and now Baby Cyrus is in the arms of his family. And the good news at SeaWorld yesterday with his family. What an incredible win that is. The sad part is they still have Ammon Bundy in jeopardy over this. Supposedly he's in contempt of court over his free speech rights. They say he created defamation because he's saying the hospital are a bunch of thugs and they're incompetent. Why can't Ammon express his opinion? Look, they're violating all of the First Amendment rights on this, folks. Your right to peacefully assemble. Your right to free speech. Your right to a redress of grievance. I mean, all this stuff. Wow. Freedom of the press. Can I cover it or are they going to sue me too? James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Welcome and your thoughts, my friend.
Well, Sam, it's certainly a struggle that we have long since been engaged in here, about 20 years on the radio for me and more than 25 now for you. And in doing that for so long, by the way, it's great to be back as always. It feels like we just spoke. I think we were on the air just a couple of days ago, but it goes by so fast. Folks, you don't know what it takes unless you do this. I got to tip my hat to Sam. 2 hours, chock full of content, great content, 6 days a week with no writers. I don't think anybody that's outside of radio or media can appreciate what it takes to produce a show like this. And every time I tune in, it is just one haymaker after another in terms of current events and news headlines, getting the treatment that you will not find or hear anywhere else.
Yeah, some people are great at writing. Some people are great at acting. Some people are great at singing. And I happen to be pretty decent at research and telling the tale on the radio.
I tell you what, I mean, I always
do, buddy.
I'm trying to put together a solid 3 hours. I'm a once a week show, 3 hours, and I always want every minute to count. But man, I don't know about, let's see, 12 hours That's
all right.
Well,
we got it. We've got so much to cover. We got to rock and roll on it.
Let's
do
it.
Do you happen to know what NewsGuard is?
You were just telling me this.
NewsGuard, sir.
From time to time, perhaps a little more often than that, you educate me along with the rest of the audience. I have been pretty busy this last month, so that one slipped past me. Tell me all about it.
All right, so I'm going to tell you what they claim NewsGuard is, and I'm going to tell you what we say NewsGuard is. Because, again, we can't even agree on what things are, James. You can't define the word is, don't you know?
Or gender or anything like that.
That's correct. So NewsGuard, they claim, is a, quote, journalism and technology tool that rates the credibility of news and information websites and tracks, quote, online misinformation. NewsGuardTech.com to learn more. Then they say this, their tagline for their organization is restoring trust and accountability. Now, that's what they claim, and what happens is you can go to NewsGuardTech.com, you can add the NewsGuard widget or whatever you want to call it, plug-in to your browser or add-on to your browser, and then it'll warn you about these sites and tell you why they're good and why they're bad and let you know who's who and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, I see.
The
okay.
problem is it's completely bogus. Dennis Prager even speaking out on this one. I'll give you the deets in seconds because you're listening to the one and only James Edwards and Sam Bushman on Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
In Message 1, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil, spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power. Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1, that behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2, Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present-day end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
NewsGuard, they have a claim. They say restoring trust and accountability, but folks, how about a NewsGuard fact check from Dennis Prager and Sam Bushman? Political and corporate elites empower NewsGuard to censor everyone that doesn't comply with their agenda. That's why they hate truth finders and truth tellers like PragerU, like Liberty Roundtable Live. They want to control the narrative on any and every topic, from climate change and COVID-19 treatments, vaccines, to elections, Planned Parenthood, the World Economic Forum, just to name a few. And if you don't go along with them, they will blacklist you and punish you. That's the bottom line with these clowns. I'm telling you right now, this is disaster. But again, James, in the defense of our enemies, to some degree, and I, you know, why would I defend our enemies? Because you got to tell the truth. And telling the truth sometimes requires the facts. Why didn't we create a news guard of our own that could have said, get rid of all the mainstream press? And you know what? Go to the sites that matter. Go to Liberty Roundtable Live. Go to the politicalcesspool.org. Go to, you know, the Gateway Pundit. Go to WND.com. Go to, you know, and I can go on and on and on. WND.com. Go to all the friendly sites. Why weren't we the first to come up with a plan that said, look, let's direct you to the new media taking center stage? But we're stupid and we never create anything. All we do is complain and whine and don't have any money to get anything done. And then the liberals do something and we go, oh, that's horrible when they do that. Well, all they're doing is rewarding their friends, rejecting us, and using it as a political wedge, which they always do. That's NewsGuard. But you know what? They thought of it first. We didn't. We just stupidly ran around and complained because we got kicked off Twitter. That's all. Oh, they built Twitter too. Oh, yeah, they built Facebook. Oh, yeah, they built Instagram. Oh, yeah, they built TikTok. Oh, yeah, they built everything. And we build nothing. And then we run around and wonder why we're in the doghouse, sir.
Well, I don't even know if they built it. I have a theory on human nature, and that is that most people, particularly titans of industry, and particularly titans of industry in big tech, are just going to go. Now, they may be naturally or default liberals, I mean, to a certain extent. I think a lot of this wokeism is a mile wide and an inch deep. And most people in business are going to go with the path of least resistance that's going to allow them to run their operation unencumbered. I also
used to agree, but the path of least resistance on gender is male and female created them, and so does science back. Yeah, that's the least resistance. And
until the day comes, which it came a few months ago, apparently, where if you say, well, look at J.K. Rowling. I mean, this multimillionaire, she may be worth $1 billion or more now. The mind behind the Harry Potter books and movies, and she said something, you know, she's a feminist, and she said something about there being just two genders. I mean, come on, this is ridiculous. They're trying to cancel her. So I think, you know, yeah, no matter how big you are, they look at Kanye West. He got out of line, and they completely kneecapped him. If you get out of line, no matter how big you are, if you push back against the tide, they are going to come and take a pound of flesh, if not more. And I think if our ideas were the ones that were socially in vogue and trendy and fashionable, and the kind of ideas you needed to parrot in order to be able to do your work without fearing of a ban or being taken out and assassinated by the media, then a lot more people would pretend to be us. And in reality, very few people have inflexible beliefs on either side of the political spectrum. Most of the people just do whatever they need to do, say whatever they need to say in order to look after number one and make a profit. And the rest of the stuff that really matters, eternal truths like God, family, and republic, that's just, you know, you could take it or leave it. But now, as far as our people, I mean, we do have a lot of very intelligent people. I think, though, the day you had a guy, our people are not well-funded because, again, the day it comes out that some philanthropist or millionaire billionaire investor is investing with the wrong people, you don't have to build it, just investing. They will ruin you, and we don't have a lot of courage. But I think if we did have the funding, which we don't, and we did have the people who are willing to do this, I mean, I know a lot of different apps and interesting things in tech that people have tried to get off the ground. You can't get a platform. They will blow you off the internet. Yeah, they'll blow you off social media. God knows. They'll blow you off the internet. They'll take away your domains. They'll take away your servers. You put something up, you have to have, you're going to have an app like you're talking about. You're going to have something like that on the Apple store. I mean, we know the co-certified guy. He had an app. Apple nixed it. I mean, this was some stuff that was dealing with a relatively healthy amount of
that's the
tech
ecosystem
savvy.
All the way to the top. We never built anything. Liberals run all the computer companies. Liberals run all the services. Liberals,
well,
you can't even buy a computer without buying it from a liberal.
It's certainly easy to run everything when the system, the powers that be, take out any and all of your competition. And no matter how well-funded you are, no matter how smart you are, if you have no access to the matrix, which our people don't, how you gonna do it? I mean, let's just say, Sam, you're a self-made millionaire, and you're a tech guy. You can build this stuff. How are you going to market it? How are you going to get it out there without the other wheels in the spindle or these other spokes in
the
wheel?
That's the point. We've allowed them to take over every market, everything. And I'll give you an example to make the point. We could do something different, but we don't. And let me give you this example to highlight the point. They want to control the narrative on any topic. Okay? Who's they? Well, we always fund they. Even Ron Paul raised $100 million. And you know what he did? He put it into the mainstream press. And I criticized him for that. Wisely so. But now here's Donald. Donald tells you how evil the media is, how horrible CNN is. He says, CNN's going down. I'm going to assume they probably won't be around, he used to say. Now here's the headline. Trump to end a long boycott and appear on CNN. Why? Well, because he wants to let Fox know that he's got options, you see. Now, I appreciate Trump creating Truth Social. Good for him. That's a start. But he's just a small fry in the big sea. If he wanted to really make a bang, what he could have done is funded groups like us that have already existed. I've been on the air for more than 25 years. Okay? And a well-known, stable, solid, credible talk show the whole time with guests. Well, two of his sons were guests to even make the point. Okay? So now Donald can go on CNN, but he can't go on Liberty Roundtable Live, you see. He can fund CNN because, hey, he'll bring them tons of rating and tons of growth without even putting a penny into them. But he won't come on Liberty Roundtable Live and give us the promotion. You see, NewsGuard is going to point everybody away from Sam and point everybody to CNN so they can go see Donald. So Donald can help them get ratings and funding and promotion and traction and everything else. Meanwhile, guys like us are saying, Donald, come on now. But you see, I thought CNN was going to be over with the Donald. But see, Donald could fund all of us if we put together all the conservative news and talk shows and we really kind of operated together instead of at odds with one another and everything else. You know, we could literally change the game. But we don't cooperate together. We don't work together, right? That's the problem, right? So, for example, will screenwriters and the strike shut down Hollywood? Well, if we would create an alternative immediately, it would. Because we could fill that void. But what we'll do is bicker while they go on strike, and then they'll come back and fill the vacuum, and we will have lost this opportunity, right? So this is what I mean. We have got to start going on the offensive and developing things and doing things together if we expect to gain traction. So literally after the 2016 abuse of Donald Trump, he's like, oh, the media is horrible. Now what does he do? Literally 7+ years later, go to the same media that's literally been in bed with the courts and the prosecutors and everybody to destroy him. He goes right back to the vomit that he left. He should know better. He should go to different alternatives. He should be on the political cesspool. He should be working at ways to really build a real media juggernaut to compete. But he doesn't, and he won't. His Truth Social is great, but it's a day late and a dollar short. I mean, Mike Lindell's got more media presence than Donald does for the most part. Now, I don't mean media coverage because the mainstream press loves Donald. But Mike Lindell has more media presence in terms of his own operations than Donald does. Why? Because Mike's taking it seriously. That's why. You see what I'm talking about? I have more of a media presence in terms of ownership and control almost than Donald does. I certainly have a lot longer reality and credibility. So this is what I'm talking about, James.
You covered a lot in that, going from NewsGuard to Donald to Hollywood, and I'd like to touch on it all just to wrap up our talk about NewsGuard. I mean, it is this whole thing, and I know we're coming up on a break, so we may have to get to Donald after the break, but you look at the times that we live in right now, Sam, and the woke, anti-white, anti-Christian, anti-American left has never been so powerful or so ridiculous. And then when you look at people like us, never have we faced greater censorship or had so much popular appeal. So it's a very interesting fork in the road here. And even with all of the censorship, well, I hear the music. I want to come back to censorship, maybe 60 seconds on that. Then Donald and his footsie with the media, Hollywood was writer strike, and everything else you got.
Roger that. Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA News. I'm Lance Pry. President Biden and the First Lady will host a state dinner for combatant commanders in the state dining room. That'll be taking place at 6:30 this evening. It's also Fed Day. Central bank officials are expected to announce another rate increase at 2 p.m. Eastern. Officials say it's the fastest series of rate hikes in 40 years in an attempt to curb inflation. Texas authorities say the illegal immigrant suspected of killing five of his neighbors with an AR-15 rifle in their Cleveland, Texas home was taken into custody in Montgomery County last night, ending a days-long manhunt. 38-year-old Francisco Oropesa, a Mexican national whom authorities named as a suspect in Friday's shootings, was taken into custody without incident. The arrest took place about 17 miles west of the murders scene. FBI Assistant Special Agent Jimmy Paul last night after the arrest.
We don't let up. We've always said it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when the suspect can be caught. And we're extremely glad that today was the win.
The White House is taking a new strategy to get its judicial nominees through a tricky Senate process that has gotten even harder with the absence of Senator Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat from California. President Biden today will nominate four new judges for openings on federal district courts. With Border Patrol officials announcing over 22,000 illegal immigrants entering the United States in the last few days, the Biden administration has been preparing for this expected surge for years and now has a plan. The Biden administration is launching migrant processing centers in Central and South America and deploying 1,500 additional soldiers to the border in anticipation of Title 42 pandemic ending next Thursday. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard seized a Panamanian-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz this morning, the second such capture by Tehran in under a week. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
And welcome back. The great and good Sam Blishman giving me the honor of bringing you back in from the break. James Edwards here with you on Liberty Roundtable. And so we were talking about before the break, well, a variety of things as Sam covers these things in rapid fire. I'm a Southerner, so it takes me a little longer to wrap my mind and my words around a topic. Sam can just got that Gatling gun approach to covering the news. But we were talking about how in the day and age in which we find ourselves, the woke, the left has never been more powerful or more ridiculous, talking about transgenderism and all of the things now that they are pushing. And simultaneously, never have we faced greater censorship and oppression or had so much popular appeal. And we're talking about NewsGuard. How much censorship, how many different programs do they need to try to block people from the truth? And I've seen things like this all over the place. Sometimes when I'm traveling, I'll be in a hotel. I'll go to the hotel business center, and I'll try to log on to my website to do a couple of minutes of work to post the most recent article, and my website will be blocked by some generic sensor that's supposed to keep you off degenerate websites, I guess, like porn sites. But I'm including that offensive material here. Better not.
Yeah, that's because you peddle political porn, James. You see.
Yeah, I guess so. I've been to FedEx office,
my friend.
I've had to go to FedEx office to make copies of of letters that we're sending out, you know, conference announcements and fundraising letters. And I can't, if I have to go to my website to get the article, I can't even do that because it's blocked there. And of course, the social media bans and all of that. And of course, Sam, you know, you and I have had some fun and funny conversations about the future of AI. I take a Terminator 2 type of approach, but maybe I had that all wrong because you have some of these AIs now that are coming online, and you know they're just computers, so they recognize patterns, and in some ways they recognize truth more than a programmed human can.
This is a pause item for everybody like the Donald and everybody else to understand. You think that you don't have time to fund the media, folks. You think you don't have time to, but look. All that an AI bot does, and this is what you got to remember, AI bots, you think they're incredibly intelligent, they're stupid, okay? Don't get me wrong. They can bring a lot of information to your fingertips rapidly. There's no question. But they're not intelligent at all. All they do is have access to the blogosphere, in other words, the world of information that they can see publicly, and they can collate that incredibly fast and deliver that to you in ways that are amazing. But they only have reference of what they know from that set of data. So if you want to take down all the AI intelligence, all you got to do is delete all the data that it relies on, and instantly it can't do anything at all, first of all. Secondly, you got to understand this. If we allow that blogosphere to be filled with lies and dishonesty, and that's all that's out there, eventually that's all that AI bot will know are lies and dishonesty. And therefore, it will parrot back to you nothing but lies and dishonesty. However, Liberty Roundtable Live has been on the air 25 years plus, creating a catalog of truth. And if we have hundreds of us, thousands of us, if we fund us and grow us and do what we need to do, then they won't be able to take over that blogosphere. They won't be able to root out all truth, because otherwise they'll have nothing left. You see, it's a battle of the hearts and minds of what we're going to feed into this pond that AI can draw from. If we let the pond be controlled by the enemies, then the enemies will have the pond. If we, on the other hand, do our part, you see, that's the epic battle ahead of us. The only way we can lose is if we don't let our wealth of knowledge be tapped in by the bots. You say, well, they can make sure that yours isn't. They're trying, but that's an epic battle that we're all going to fight. How long will it be till we start to have our own pond that we can pull data from? Or how long will it be until they can't control truth versus error? You see, there's a lot of parts we can play in this. And it's not just about whether Sam's popular or not. It's not about how big or small Sam's talk show is, because my facts out in the blogosphere are just as important as somebody else's, because the bot doesn't know the difference. You see, James?
No, I get it. The bots were coming out and seeing statistics and data that would lead them to logical and obviously fact-based conclusions, and then their program was like, oh, hold on. Now, I don't know if it's you know, something dealing with like racial statistics with regards to crime or things like that, which certainly run contrary to the narrative that you would be fed to believe. But these AIs were coming online, you know, a couple, 3 years ago. You're reading stories about it all the time, and they'd have to get shut down and reprogrammed. You know, it's like Orwell, you got to go in Clockwork Orange, something like that. And so now they're coming back, and they're a little more woke. But yeah, I mean, it's just not as easy as that. I mean, they're certainly drying up our pond. Let's just say you are a scientist who says, or a doctor, or somebody in a prestigious field who says, you know, of course, there's only two genders. I mean, that's the science, that's the biological reality. Well, then you're fired, or you're shut down, or you're ostracized, and then you only have these quacks that are, you know, oh, the emperor does have clothes. If you really look, I mean, you know, obviously. And so what is a machine supposed to draw from, except, again, as you said, what it's told and what's out there? But now moving on to Donald Trump, though, in the media, you know, that was always such a mixed bag going back to 2015 and 16, when this radio network and you and I both as individuals, Sam, were having this very interesting and unprecedented sort of separated relationship with the campaign, and where both of his sons came on. We got press credentials to the Republican National Convention and the inauguration. I've certainly not gotten press credentials to a major party convention and any other presidential inauguration. And while they would continue to disavow us and act like they didn't know us, we continue to still be accommodated. And I don't know. I still to this day don't know what was going on there. And I bet you Donald Trump and his
You guys just keep pretending you don't know me all you want to. Go right ahead. As long as we shape the reality behind the scenes, we don't really care, do we?
Oh, that's right. But Hillary Clinton was using us in ads. I mean, my former Twitter account, I was just canceled from Twitter last week. But she used my Twitter account in an ad against Donald Trump the week before the election. So, yeah, I mean, people certainly know. Why are we so censored? Because they know. If we were just out there, nobody knew who we were, that wouldn't happen. But the point is, Donald Trump now, going back to now his third campaign for the White House, I mean, you could say to an extent, well, what else is he going to do? But when he was president, he had the authority. He had already won. He had already beaten the system. When he was president, that was the time. Those 4 years is when you do not credential CNN, MSNBC, all, you know, the whole.
But he did
the whole catalog.
Guys like, well, I know, you don't put them in the press corps, and those guys were front and center every time.
Now, that's when you have to cover the president. You don't have to cover a candidate. That's when you say, you're all out of here. You're liars. And still to this day, they've never said a kind word. Everything about him, no matter what he says, no matter what he does, is met with scorn and derision and mockery. When he was the president, those 4 years, nobody gets credentialed into the White House press corps except alternative media. That's when you had a four-year window to build alternative media, and he blew it. And then now we're back to the same old song and dance. I saw, and it's funny. It's entertaining. I do
how much coverage we could get if he gave us $1 million a year, James. I'm telling you right now, would be top of the news because they wouldn't be able to avoid our commentary. They wouldn't be able to avoid our truths. That's why Tucker did so well, right? And we wouldn't need big money to really change the game.
Well, and big money to him, it's a totally different game. Yeah, $1 million, are you kidding me? I mean, that'd be like us funding somebody $100 a year. But the thing with Trump is now, I mean, again, it's entertaining. I like it. I sympathize with him, you know, his battles with the press. But he was on a plane with some reporter. Was it from CNN? I can't remember. I just read this. But he got into an argument with the reporter, threw the reporter off the plane, tossed his phone across the plane, the reporter's phone. But it's the same old stuff. I mean, we've seen this
now for
years.
Why is that reporter on the plane with him in the first place, James? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you could say, well, he's a candidate, he needs all the media, and he did win this way before, but I'm saying, yeah, you're still right. I mean, ultimately, he shouldn't be doing that, but when he was president, he sure had no reason to do it because he had to be covered. Now he doesn't, and in any event, it's just same old song and dance with Trump. It's going to be entirely contentious and combative, his association with the press, until he either wins or loses the campaign or gets put in prison. And I don't know which one's going to happen first.
Well, will the screenwriter strike shut down? Will we take advantage of that and gain credibility?
No, all of that.
Are we just going to, you know, let it go?
All of that is too good to be true. First of all, what are these degenerates, these clowns going to do except for that job? No, nothing. And it's always like, you know, from time to time when they're going to have a federal government shutdown. If we don't print more funny money, the government's going to shut down and all of this is going to happen. I always get, you know, kind of excited for a couple of days. And then there's a little bit of political theater and the government will, quote unquote, shut down for, I don't know, a few hours, maybe a couple of days. And then, oh, thank God, and, you know, an 11-hour deal comes through or, you know, 1 a.m. deal comes through. And they always come back to work. We would be much better off in so many ways if the federal government wasn't.
But I hope it will. I hope they strike and it just shuts it down. Let's just get rid
of it. Yeah,
but
I mean, why are they
going to
strike? Because what else can they do? They will never have any other work. Are they actually going to do a legitimate job, a real job? No. They're gonna strike for a little while. And it's getting some fun headlines and a couple of these talk show hosts. And again, so
hopefully it goes
Jimmy
the way
Kimmel.
Of American baseball. You know, the more they strike, the more people kind of turn away and do something else. You know,
what's Jimmy Kimmel going to do?
Look, is Tucker Carlson still on Fox News payroll? Megyn Kelly reveals, she says, hey, Tucker's not actually fired from Fox yet. Let's talk about it on your radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live. So, Megan taking a chance to try to get some coverage off of the demise, or whatever you want to call it, of Tucker Carlson. And I've got a few things to say about this, okay? First of all, is Tucker still on Fox News payroll? Megan says, yes, he is. He's not fired. But what I find fascinating is this. Megyn Kelly fingers who she thinks is sabotaging Tucker at Fox. Kelly theorized, and I don't know how to say her name, Irina Branty, Fox's senior executive vice president for corporate communications, is behind the leaks. She says she effing hates Tucker, and that's why she's doing it. And it's interesting who they leaked to, Media Matters and the New York Times, which we'll get into here in a minute. But the problem is the leaks are actually, they're not really putting Tucker in as bad of a light as we think. So Tucker said a woman was yum on the on one of the breaks or something like that. You know, who doesn't say that kind of stuff? Well, guys like me don't, because I'm 31 years married, and I don't just run around thinking women are yum. But nevertheless, you know, these rock stars do that kind of stuff. It's nothing, you know, unexpected. It's not like he was rude. He just complimented her looks and her whatever, physique. Okay, but come on, that's not a big scandal. You said the woman was yum. You could say, okay, you shouldn't be talking that. Okay, fine, but it's not really a big deal. It was on the break. It was a private conversation. Then Tucker says this about his own network.
But nobody's going to watch it on Fox Nation. Nobody watches Fox Nation because the site sucks. So I'd really like to just dump the whole thing on YouTube. But anyway, that's just my view. I'm just frustrated with it's hard to use that site. I don't know why they're not fixing it. It's driving me insane. And they're like making like Lifetime movies, but they don't work on the infrastructure of the site. Like what? It's crazy, and it drives me crazy because it's like we're doing all this extra work and no one can find it. It's unbelievable, actually. I don't know who runs that site.
We're going to play a sizable chunk on the show tomorrow night. That's the plan. And then what it's going to do is drive a lot of people to watch this on Fox Nation. It's going to be a great help to what we're doing over there on TV today.
I know, but we're doing our part. We're like working like animals to produce all this content, and the people in charge of it, whoever that guy's, whatever his name is, like they're ignoring the fact that the site doesn't work. And I think it's like a betrayal of our efforts. That's how I feel. So I resent it.
So there you go. Tucker said it's a betrayal of our efforts. The site sucks. Now, I don't know in a private conversation that that's a bad conversation to have. And when you leak it to the public, it sounds bad. It's like, oh man, Tucker's not loyal to the network. See, I disagree with that. I think he is loyal to the network. And I think saying something like that makes sense. It's like, guys, we have got to get our act together on this. We're not getting the viewership. The site's not, you know, usable. We've got to really kind of powwow on this before we spend more of our time and money and efforts. I think he's actually being loyal. If he says nothing, he's just like, I get a paycheck. But he's really trying to look out for the system and say, we've got to have a better way, a better plan. So they're trying to use all this against Tucker, making him look bad. But I think they're doing nothing but making him a folk hero in the media. That's what they've done to Donald, and that's what they're now doing to Tucker. But look, Megyn Kelly, what my problem with her is that all these people were fine with Fox. All these people were fine with CNN while they were getting a big paycheck. Now they actually all act like, you know, CNN's bad, Tucker's great. How dare they? The media's bad. We're good. As if somehow they can just leave and become one of us. I got a problem with that, James. They're not one of us. They're the enemies that have got dumped from the enemy. Okay? That's the problem. They thought they were in and we were nobodies. Now they're nobodies. Now they're, okay? And I'm not downing Megan, but look, who is she now? Right? But what's fascinating is they act like they're one of us, like they've been critical of the network all along, or they stand with honesty and truth and integrity all along, and it's the network that didn't. And you know what? I'm disagreeing with that narrative they're trying to paint.
Yes, I mean, no, these people like Megyn Kelly, at least, are, you know, wouldn't fit in with our company, I guess we could put it that way. I think Tucker Carlson, even though he's a blue blood and, you know, came from a lot of wealth and a lot of differences, superficial differences, I think he would, you know, we would certainly have some common ground with him on a lot of things. I do believe that. But, I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's not in a better position now than he was a week or two ago before he got fired. I mean, he took the place of Bill O'Reilly, who like Tucker, was the biggest name in cable news. And Bill has a website today, and he does a podcast, but you wouldn't know it. So this definitely hasn't been good for Tucker Carlson. As for him still being on the payroll, not technically officially fired, I mean, that's not too uncommon. You see it in sports all the time for whatever reason. Teams cut a player that still has to pay the contract.
Yeah, so I think it's an interesting note, but she's trying to get a bunch of play and a lot of coverage as if she's the master.
Oh, yeah, like she's got the inside.
Really,
well, that's the thing.
Advantage here.
That's the thing that's interesting. Yeah, she's trying to act like she's an insider.
Nothing
she's got
told
all this,
us is new. Look, Fox and their enemies who hate Tucker literally dumped two, and this is interesting, Media Matters and the New York Times, while Donald goes on CNN. Do you see what I'm talking about? This is a game they're playing here, folks. Media Matters has been the enemy forever. Of course they're going to hate Tucker. But Fox in bed with Media Matters over this? Wow, she should be fired. You see, but that's the true nature of Fox in the first place. All Kelly's doing is exposing what Fox is. Fox is just as bad as Media Matters. They just pretend they're on the conservative side. And why was Kelly fine with it when she got a paycheck? And now she's not. You see, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I'll tell you, it is interesting, though, that nobody knows why he was fired. I mean, we can ultimately just look at the big picture and say because he was pushing back against the narrative on a lot of important things, as much as anybody in that level of media is doing. Some people are saying it's this Abby Grossman, this Jewish producer who was part on the show. She came up and said that it was an anti-Semitic setting. And, of course, as we know, all you have to do is make the allegation today. That's it. you are found guilty immediately just by a sheer accusation. No facts, no evidence, no trial. I mean, that's it. And there were some other lawsuits, I think, but I don't think that's too uncommon for somebody
even if the facts and the evidence points in the other direction so solidly, you can still make those lies. Thus, the two-gender truth versus the transgender lie. Even all the facts point to the truth, but you can still lie. And, hey, the facts don't matter now, James.
Media Matters, you mentioned them. This is one of those lavishly overfunded left-wing so-called investigative journalistic groups, and they've been dogging us for years and years and years. It was actually Media Matters who put up some sort of a graphic that said...
Yeah, they attacked me relentlessly.
That we were one of the top 20 reasons Donald Trump won the nomination. And then there'll be another article. Well, you know, that's so tiny and insignificant. It's just depending on what they need the truth to be that day. But it was Media Matters, I believe, that and where's all this leaked stuff coming from? But it was supposed to be what you just played, the clip of of Tucker trying to, like, give some objective criticism
back to his network.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's supposed to be scandalous. I mean, if that's a scandal, boy, the parameters have surely shifted. But this Media Matters thing is supposed to be some scandal that Tucker was caught before a segment. You know, he was mic'd up, but it wasn't live. Kind of just shooting the bull with Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan said something about sex and Tucker said he could give him some tips on forum and things like that. You know, just joke, just guy talk. I mean, nothing controversial at all. And that's supposed to be controversial.
Stupid? Yes, but is that the scandal? No.
You know, I don't even know if it's stupid. Just it's stupid if you think that it's not going to get leaked. But as far as it being embarrassing,
yeah,
or
I'm going to tell you, if you have a mic in front of you and you're talking like that, you're stupid.
Well, okay. Well, that might be the stupid part. But then, but as far as what he said, I mean, I
no,
heard
that,
it.
That
I saw
happens
it, I heard...
all the time and everything else. I'm just talking about when you have a mic in front of you to say those kind of things and think that it'll never be heard. You're fooling yourself.
Especially in a place
now,
like
I get
Fox.
If you're just having a conversation with your buddy or if you're at lunch somewhere and then it gets leaked differently. That's a whole different discussion.
But that's
right?
Supposed
one,
to be
you have
him,
an expectation of privacy.
Him saying, like, joking with, I guess, somebody who's a friend or an acquaintance saying, hey, you need some help, you need some pointers on how to do it right. I mean, you know, that's funny. That's guy talk. But in the meantime, here you've got these radical left-wing organizations saying, that's scandalous. Oh, how bad. Oh, how improper and inappropriate. But yet simultaneously, they're pushing the absolute murder of babies through abortion and the degeneracy of transgenderism where you're mutilating children's genitals to where they'd be sterilized and ruined forever. These people are saying, the people that push that are saying that Piers Morgan said, hey buddy, you know, if you need some pointers, I can give them to you. Something like that is scandalous and calls for, you know, his condemnation from society. I mean, what is this? That's where we're at.
You're right about that, and I find that interesting. But look, why is Donald going on CNN? Why is Fox literally in bed with Media Matters in the New York Times at the expense of Tucker Carlson? Folks, these people are nothing but a clown show. And the sad part is they're all trying to make a name for themselves on the back of Tucker Carlson. Shame on them. Even Megan hoping to just be the newsmaker and whatever. But now Vice, the media company, right? They went from a, quote, Montreal punk magazine, so to speak, more than 20 years ago, to a, quote, juggernaut in the media with a $5.7 billion valuation. I guess they're the latest to be on the chopping block. They're on the brink of going belly up, James. I don't know if you heard that, but there you have it.
Good.
These big boys are getting taken out left and right, sir.
Good. They're garbage. They're trash. I love when people like this get taken out. I don't know how you could have a worth of $5 billion and not be able to squeak by. But nevertheless, they had sent somebody down here to interview my co-host, Keith Alexander. And I think he was able to spike it from getting to air because it was just another hatchet butcher job. If I had known he was going to sit down with the fight, he didn't know who they were. As, you know, I would have seen that coming a mile away, but, you know, Keith's a little bit older and stay in with the in crowd when it comes to what is aired on HBO, because Vice grew so big as to have an HBO show where they would, you know, routinely mock and attack anybody that was giving a voice or voicing issues and opinions one half step to the right of Comrade Stalin. But no, it sounds too good to be true that they might be completely out of the picture, but I certainly hope that they will be, and that'll be one less. But there's no shortage of people and outlets and organizations like them who, I mean, just going back to what's scandalous and what's not, Donald Trump, I saw some other old lady, looks like a stack of used tires, to borrow a term my friend uses, saying that Donald Trump, you know, groped her or molested her or something. I mean, literally every woman that ever crossed paths with Trump says he molested her. That's just another thing out there in the media. And they, you know, they did the same thing to Roy Moore.
Yeah, never mind the facts. He
Moore.
Did. They must be believed, except for when it's all the women that said that Bill Clinton raped them. They're not to be believed. They're bimbo.
Yeah,
raped.
That's right. Yeah,
the rest
Roy
of them,
Moore.
They gotta believe them all.
They did it to Judge Moore. By all accounts, I don't know him personally. Appeared to be an outstanding Christian man. Judge Moore of Alabama would have been a United States senator had it not been for all of these spurious claims, all of these women. Oh, I forgot that 50 years ago he molested me in a mall, and they dropped that right before the election. He ends up losing in a squeaker, and then all these women just disappear. Nothing goes to trial. Nothing happens because it didn't happen. As far as I'm concerned, I have no reason to believe that it did. But there's your media, and that's what people like Vice and stuff do. That's the kind of stuff they run with. So good. One less lying outfit.
But ladies and gentlemen, we got to stand tall. We got to take our efforts to the next level. We need your funding. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, ThePoliticalCesspool.org. That's who we are. That's what we do. Check it out. Let's debate credibility with these clowns, shall we? All right, folks. Hour one of the can. Hour two coming up. God save the Republic of the United States of America.